Welcome to Enamory 2018 first quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Vice President of Business Development and Spokesman Mr. Michael He, Director Ms. Li Jingchen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.enamory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Enamory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to join our earnings call for the first quarter of this year. First of all, let me start by presenting our overall performance figures. Enamory's revenue for the first quarter of 2018 was 374 million NT dollars, and the earnings per share were 2.23 NT dollars. On technology front, we had 102 customer tape-outs in the first quarter, including power management IC, LCD driver IC, IoT related products, OLED driver IC, fingerprint, and the sensor-related product and others. As foundry processes moving forward, eMemory keeps building advanced processes, expanding new technology platforms among our worldwide foundry partners, and implementing our IPs into more applications in order to continue our company's future growth momentum. Now I will discuss our first quarter operating results. Later on, we will also look at our core business and the technology development progress in the first quarter. After that, we will also introduce the security IP NeoPUF. And at the end of the call, we will give you an update on our business outlook. Firstly, please turn to slide 12. As impacted by exchange rate between US dollar and NT dollar, our royalty revenue in NT dollar was 70% higher than the previous quarter, but only 1% lower than a year earlier. In US dollar, the royalty revenue was 9% higher than the previous quarter, and 6% higher than a year earlier. On license revenue, eMemory signed 7 licensing contracts with 4 different foundries in the first quarter. As a result, the license revenue was 45% up from the previous quarter and 50% up from the same period last year. In US dollar, we posted a quarter-on-quarter growth of 49% and a year-on-year growth of 64% respectively. The growth of the license revenue is mainly due to the increase in demand of OTP in advanced nodes and the growing requirement of MTP in new applications. Due to the weak growth in smartphones, our customers put more R&D effort on next generation products or new applications. It will accelerate our growth in license revenue in the future. The total revenue in the first quarter of 2018 grew 16% from the previous quarter and 11% from a year earlier. In U.S. dollar, the first quarter revenue increased by 19% on quarter and up by 18% on year. Next, I'm going to talk about our royalty performance by applications. First, royalties from LCD driver IC were 19% lower than the same period last year, with the driver for iOS devices fell down by 30% and by 15% for Android devices. Compared to the previous quarter, the royalty revenue for LCD driver IC grew 14% in the first quarter. Among them, it decreases 20% for iOS devices, but increased 27% for Android devices. LCD driver accounted for 41% of our total royalty in Q1. For power management IC, up by 29% from the same period of last year. Among them, power management IC for iOS devices grew by 35%, and those for Android devices also increased by 17%. Compared to the last quarter, this segment decreases by 8%, with royalty from iOS devices were down by 10% and from Android devices also fell by 4%. Power management IC accounts for 28% of the total revenue, total royalty in Q1. The reason that the royalty from power management IC decreases from the previous quarter was due to iOS-related devices inventory adjustment and Android-related customers' production shipped to other foundry but did not resume its production volume yet. Next, for fingerprint sensor IC, which contributed 11% for our first quarter royalty revenue, it was up 55% year-on-year and 55% quarter-on-quarter. Royalty from setup up, MCU and the sensor-related application fell 9% from a year ago and remained flat compared to the last quarter. If we break down the first quarter's royalty by processes, 69% of the royalty came from 8-inch wafers production, and around 31% came from 12-inch wafers production. Now let's move on to slide 13. As you can see here, the operating margin rose to 48.4%, which is 6% higher than the previous quarter. Net income in this period also rose from the last quarter, mainly due to the growth of the operating profit. In terms of operating cost, Q1 was 4% higher than the previous quarter. This is mainly due to higher bonus payment to employees in proportion to our income increase during the quarter. Moreover, an increasing number of employees and the salary adjustment was another reason attributed to the increase of operation expenses. All this results in the earnings per share of 2.23 NT dollars, and the return on equity was 31.3% in Q1. Now please take a look on slide 14 for information regarding our core business and the progress of technology development. In the first quarter, we signed 7 license contracts with 4 different foundries. This means that we are consistently expanding our IP library with our foundry partners and accumulating eMemory's future growth momentum. On slide 15, to stay ahead of the market trend, we continue to develop new technologies for a range of process nodes. By the end of first quarter, we have 100 process platforms under development, ranging from 0.18 micron to 7 nanometer. Among them, 15 are NeoBit and 45 are NeoFuse, 4 are NeoPUF, 11 are NeoEE, and 25 are NeoMTP. Next, please turn to slide 16. As the 12-inch platform, 58 of our technologies had been completed qualification and come to volume production. And the 52 other under development. At the 8-inch platforms, we also have 48 new technology under development in the end of first quarter. On IP design licensing, our client had 102 new product tape-outs in the first quarter. Among them, 26 were for power management IC, 14 for LCD driver, 13 for IoT applications, 10 for OLED drivers, and 10 for fingerprint, including underglass optical products, 8 for sensor-related products, 6 for network IC, and 15 for other applications. Let's move on to the slide 20. I would like to address our security IP, NeoPUF. NeoPUF is a security IP based on the unique physical properties inherent from IC manufacturing variations. It can be used as on-chip fingerprint to create an unique identity for each device and prevent anti-cloning and counterfeiting. This is targeting any connecting chips for fundamental authentication and security, which is essential for IoT, autonomous driving, and AI. By combining our two technologies, NeoFuse and NeoPUF, it also can create random source for crypto applications and further record chip production history as a vendor ID. Finally, I will discuss our future outlook. We expect growth momentum to continue, driven by the following effects. On licensing revenue, we think we are steadily establishing partnerships with more foundries worldwide on various processes. This year, Korea's largest foundry is expected to be added on to the list. Besides that, several new license contracts beyond 16-nanometer platform are going to be signed this year. In addition, our growing IP library will further contribute to the growth of license revenue. And the increasing number of MPP license contracts will also drive the growth of license revenue in the future. And on royalty revenue at the 8-inch platforms, power management IC royalty will grow due to the change of the business term with U.S. largest chip maker from one-time fee to royalty base, which is expected to mass production this year. And the U.S. second largest IC design company has tapped out and embedded our IP into their wireless charger, will contribute royalty growth in the future. And our MTP technology was adopted by a European IDM company and is ready for mass production. And continuing to expand our market share in fingerprint application by new customers and new applications. For example, underglass, smart car, and others. And the increase in design activities of applications such as sensors, MCU, power management IC in IoT, automotive, and healthcare related. And at the 12-inch platforms, the trend that the display driver applications migrate to TDDI and OLED remain unchanged, will contribute to the revenue growth of 12-inch processes. There are more tape-outs at the 28-nanometer for setup bus, multimedia, solid-state disk controller, and the network-related applications. Major Asia design houses have adopted our IP into their 28-nanometer products and will contribute to our royalty in 2018 and beyond. And on the development of new applications, our new NeoFuse solutions have successfully designed into DRAM IDM for memory repair functions, starting from 25 nanometer and beyond, will contribute to royalty in the future. NeoPUF is expected to work on RF FPGA portable pulse machine, cartridges related application, and the IoT related application will start contribute to royalty revenue in 2019. On the development of new technology, we constantly cooperate with the main foundries in development of IPs at 5 nanometer, 7 nanometer, 12 nanometer, and 14 nanometer, and 22 nanometer SOI platforms. We have started to co-develop new memory technology with a top IDM company in the U.S. As I mentioned at the beginning of the conference call, eMemory will keep building advanced processes, expanding new technology platforms among our worldwide foundry partners, and implementing our IPs into more applications in order to continue our company's future growth momentum. That's all from me now. We will now open for the call and the questions.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rick. We got a question from HSBC, Mr. Lai. His question is, since most of eMemory's OTP for PMIC application are adopted by smartphone, may you explain why and how come PMIC for the other fields such as PC, servers, and the industrial has less demand for our solution? Okay, I think that we can, in the past, the PC and the servers systems require the PMIC in discrete devices, and some of them come from supplied by IDM companies. But frankly speaking, we see more and more design houses in this field, they adopt our solution for integrated PMIC for PC and the servers. So especially in the IDM in Europe, and also the biggest other big PMIC company in Taiwan, they are working with us to adopt our OTP and also MTP for the PMIC in the non-smartphone application market. Okay, here we got a question from Boris. His question is strong quarter and the start to 12. Match share up, where do you see the 12 inch percentage of the sale develop throughout this year? Actually, we already see the production start from this quarter in the TDDI and OLED drivers. So all these products are using the 12 inch for the production. So we can foresee from now on, we will see the big growth in the 12 inch production. So it will take a certain share in our revenue. Okay, here we got a question from Yi Guang of Casey. The question is, China government aggressively build up the semiconductor ecosystem in China. What's the e-memory's opportunities? I think this is a very good question. But actually, we work with our Chinese companies, including foundry fabrics and also some IDMs closely. So I foresee, and actually per our previous records, we saw more and more customers in China adopt e-memory solution. And in addition, because of the some argument between the China and the U.S. government, we see more and more requests from Chinese companies to work with us. So I think we will see big growth in China market.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue.
Here we got a question from Dennis. Dennis from Casey. Three questions. The first one is in the era of the clash of power trade war between U.S. and China, is may e-memory benefit or suffer from such historical event? So as I mentioned, that we e-memory is a Taiwanese company, and we are independent to the U.S. and China argument. So, first speaking, we are benefited at current situation. The second question, would you explain a little bit more in detail how e-memory can benefit in relative slow seasons by drawing more new development? Okay, so this is a good question. But actually, we, for our previous experience, in a slow seasons, like foundries and IDM would like to speed up their new technology development. So under such kind of circumstance, that the e-memory will get more technology license cases. So we will be benefit from more license cases. So it means that our upfront license revenue will be grow under at the slow season. The third question is there any benchmark adapter already accept PUF as a part of their security technology for end products? Okay, currently we work with several design houses for the security product development, including the company in US, Japan, and also Taiwan. The product application covers the cartridge, like the pulse machine and also FPGA. So those companies are all the big company in the field. So from our perspective, all new PUF is the promotion is running very smoothly.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue.
Okay, here we got a question from Yiguang of Casey. The question is, recently TSMC symposium said that the 7-nanometer without EUV will only improve performance 10 to 20%, which is less than previous target. Will it impact eMemory's business in advanced node? I think that there's no impact on our progress in the advanced node because we up to now, our development, no matter in 7 or 12, is still running smoothly.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comments. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Thank you all for attending eMemory's investor conference. eMemory will continue to grow with many applications and to advance our technologies to create more values for our shareholders. And the security is yet to come, and we are ready for the booming. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.